This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dende sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. All of our training camp coverage on the Team 980 is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. To talk training camp for the Commanders and everything that's gone on out there over the past few days, we welcome on our guy David Harrison of the Locked On Commanders podcast. Good enough to join us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. David, did you play any Where's Waldo this morning just for giggles?
I mean, it's pretty much a daily exercise, right? I mean, I think we'd be lying if we didn't say that every day we came out to practice, we're trying to spot, you know, number 17, see if he's going to be out there or not.
Do you think today is going to be the first day where you see him with a 17 jersey on?
You know, I don't get the sense that that's going to happen. I have a feeling that we're probably not going to see him until Wednesday before the Giants game.
Wow, that's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So are you of the belief
perhaps
that he'll
be at the game this weekend?
That has been a very big point of contention on the show so far, David. You believe that he is going to get an extension at all, or is he going to play on this current deal?
I mean, it's really up to him, right? Like, I think that the team has offered him, you know, what is probably perceived as fair market value, and if he wants to accept, fair market value, then he can have it, and we can all move forward, you know, with what's going to happen next, and he can continue his climb up the ladder as a franchise great. If he doesn't feel like he's being compensated fairly, then he certainly has the right to bet on himself and play out the year. And, you know, the Commanders always have the franchise tag in their back pocket, so he's got to be kind of aware of that situation as well. But, you know, so if he's asking for the money that, you know, we're thinking he's asking for, the Commanders don't have to give him that money until at least, you know, 2027. And by then, you know, whether or not he's going to feel like he has the ammunition to demand it then is going to, you know, something to be seen. But I think, you know, the question comes down for Terry, you know, it's a matter of pride versus legacy. I think, you know, obviously his pride is kind of hurt, feels disrespected, as he said publicly. But, you know, if he's concerned at all or values at all his legacy, you know, the best way to cement his legacy is to get another 2 or 3 years here with the Commanders and you know, get into that top three range in franchise history and do that. So, you know, it really comes down to what each individual person values.
How has everyone else looked at wide receiver in the absence of Terry?
Yeah, Debo's looked great. I think Debo has looked like everything that, you know, fortunately for me, that I sold to my listeners when they traded for him. Because I definitely went hard on the I'm not worried about, you know, his illness from last year and the weight that he gained or muscle mass that he lost then and all that. So fortunately for me, he's proven me correct in that aspect. You know, Luke McCaffrey has been kind of an up-and-down case this training camp. Like, he's had some really good practices, but then he's also not really kind of appeared in the games yet. You know, I think the big grain of salt there is, you know, his biggest rapport is with Jaden Daniels, and usually when he's on the preseason field, Jaden Daniels is not. And obviously we saw that one drive that Jaden played this preseason. They didn't throw the ball a single time. They only called one pass. So, you know, you can't expect Luke to go out there and light it up in that type of a situation with your starting quarterback. So, you know, I think there's a big grain of salt to be taken there when we get to the regular season and Luke has that rapport with Jaden still, and that's who he's working with, you know, exclusively. I think things could look better there. Jalen Lane has been incredibly impressive. The coaches have said that he's ahead of schedule. I think he's far better in this system than I expected him to be as a rookie. I had high hopes for him as an offensive player in year two, but definitely not what he's done so far in year one.
Do you think that he will get some sort of significant snaps during the regular season on offense, even if Terry is there?
Yeah, I mean, I think he will. I think even if, like, Noah Brown is healthy and able to come back, you know, if you have Terry, Debo, Noah Brown, Luke, and Jalen, I think that because Jalen does something different than what Noah Brown does, he does something different than what Luke McCaffrey does. So I think there's definitely got to be a package in mind if you're Cliff Kingsbury, where you have Terry, Debo, and Jalen on the field at the same time. And really, from a defensive standpoint, I mean, you put one of those guys in motion and you keep one of them on the opposite side and you've got Terry over there being scary as usual. I mean, I don't know how you defend it. And, oh, by the way, then there's Zach Ertz, you know what I mean? Like, so it's just, it's a terrifying, you know, perspective for an opposing defense to have to face. And I think Jalen has proven that he has what it takes to thrive in that system. And, you know, look, any rookie would benefit from having receivers like Terry McLaurin and Debo Samuel on the field with them. But that doesn't mean that, you know, they should steer away from it just because someone on the opposite side of the fan aisle might try to discredit it. That, you know, maximize it, exploit it. And, you know, heck, if Jalen Lane comes out the leading receiver in a couple of games, his defenses are so focused on stopping the other guys, so be it.
How many wide receivers do you anticipate that they're going to keep on the final 53?
I think right now I've got my number at 6. I'm actually working through my own personal 53-man roster projection. I've got some spots that I need to make some tough decisions on, and, you know, certainly not as tough as the real decisions are going to be. But I think right now I've got 6. You know, I think Terry, Debo, Noah Brown, Luke, and Jalen are your easy 5. And then that 6th spot, you know, really kind of comes down to Michael Gallup, K.J. Osborne, and Ja'Cory Brooks. And that's where I'm kind of battling. And also got to make a decision, like, is this what I would do, or do I want to try to be predictive and say this is what I think Adam Peters will do? So I've got to decide that as well, because obviously one of those decisions is easier than the other.
David Harrison, our guest here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in. You can find him on Twitter at dharrison82, and you can find his podcast, The Locked On Commanders, wherever it is that you get your podcast. So with Brian Robinson either being shipped out of town or being released at some point, everybody loves Bill, right? We all love him. Is he going to be running back 1 week number 1, or are we overlooking Chris Rodriguez?
You know, I kind of think that position group might just be really fluid, you know, and kind of like the depth chart version of positionless basketball, right? Like the star is going to go to the first guy that's on the field, or the first guys that are on the field if they go with the 2-back set, right? But really, it's just going to be matchup based, you know. So when you look at the New York Giants and you look at how you want to attack that defense, which back fits how we want to attack this defense the most, then as the game flow goes, you know, which back is having the most success against his defense with these looks, and that's going to be the guy. I really kind of think that's the way you probably have to set it. Now, you know, the big caveat I think you have to add to that is, you know, this team, and you know this, I know, like, this team does more work than what we get to see. Even during training camp, we get to see more than we get to see during the regular season, but we're still not seeing how the entire sausage is going to be made. So if there's things in the background where, you know, Chris Rodriguez is just kind of blowing the door off of things, or if Bill is doing the same, then, you know, certainly you can see them lean into one of those guys. But just using kind of what we've seen on the practice field, I definitely kind of feel like there's a 3 or maybe even 4-back rotation where it's just going to be a situational decision on who gets the touch and who doesn't.
What about Bill being at training camp just about every single day? What about Bill has impressed you so much?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I mean, just so first and foremost, like before he even arrived to Ashburn, you know, when he was drafted, during the pre-draft process, when I learned about him, and the fact that, and I keep calling it this, you know, fully intending to take a shot at the NCAA, you know, he lost all but one game of his final collegiate season due to what basically boils down to an accounting error. The NCAA didn't count his eligibility correct, and then once they caught their mistake, they punished the kid, you know what I mean? And I just think that's garbage, but that's a whole other discussion for another day. But, you know, for Corey Crossy Merritt to then stay at Arizona, to participate with the football program, you know, to within the limits that he could, and then to show up to the Shrine Bowl in an all-star game, having not played for meaningful football for months, and just show out, you know what I mean? Just be the MVP and do all those things. I mean, that's such an impressive thing. We see guys every offseason, you know, that are in the NFL getting paid, you know, hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars, come back from their offseason, knowing they've got meaningful football ahead of them and, you know, not always in the best condition to go execute that mission. So for this college kid to have that mindset, which is super impressive before he ever even got drafted, and then getting to know him a little bit and seeing him on the practice field, he's every bit as advertised from a maturity standpoint and a mentality standpoint. But then his physicality, man. I mean, the kid cuts and moves without losing, a millisecond of miles per hour on his flow, and just the way he sees the field. Even before pads came on, they were doing some run sets, and you just see him finding the holes and all these things. It's been incredibly impressive. And, you know, you try not to, like, hype him up too much because you don't want to get to, like, insane levels of expectation, but it's really hard not to be excited about what you see out of him.
David Harrison with us here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the team, 980. David, on the defensive side of things, specifically the defensive line, who are some of the names that have really stood out to you while you're watching practice?
Yeah, Javon Kinlaw has to be, you know, one of those first ones you mentioned. I know DQ highlighted him specifically coming out of the preseason game, but, you know, shout out to one of our fellow reporters, Candy Waller of Bowie TV. She has been doing a lot of homework on Javon Kinlaw, really watching him at practice a lot, and she kind of pointed out to me a couple times, you know, how impressive he's been, and turned my eye onto him as I'm watching maybe some other players. But he, you know, for a guy that every national, you know, talking head that could wanted to tear down his contract and do all these things and talk about Adam Peters overpaying him and everything, you know, it's still very early, obviously, but just from the sample size that we do get to look at, he looks every bit, you know, worth the contract that Adam Peters gave him. And I still push back on the overpay, evaluation, just from the fact that the Commanders need to move on from him next year. They can do so and actually save a little bit of money. Not a lot, but a little, and that tells me the contract's not terrible. But, yeah, I think he's looked like what you expected them to bring him in for, adding that strength, adding that tenacity, kind of that dog in the defensive line. He's certainly added to that.
Do you think we could see any five-down sets, if you will, with the three of them, Kinlaw, Payne, and Newton?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly possible. Obviously, you know, the offense is going to dictate that a little bit, and you know, that question is going to get answered a little bit more on the opposite side of, you know, how many times are these opposing teams going to go, you know, with maybe heavier sets and things like that. But the great thing you like about, you know, some of these other players, like Dietrich Wise, you know, has the opportunity or has the ability to play up and down the D-line. Kinlaw has the opportunity to play up and down the D-line. You know, Johnny Newton's got a little bit of quickness in his feet and things like that. And don't get me wrong, again, I don't want to get crazy with any type of hype or anything. I'm not saying you should, you know, be dropping these guys in, like, hooked zones or anything like that on a regular basis. But, you know, if every once in a while you want to throw a five-man front at him and then make the quarterback go, oh, man, like these guys are just not going to cover anybody, and then you surprise them with some long-arm DNs or something like that out there in the flat or wherever. You know, it's not necessarily a bad mind game to play if you time it right, right? And that's something that Joe Witt Jr., the defensive coordinator, has talked about is, you know, games are fun, but you got to play them at the right time. And those are certainly the kind of games that he's got to be contemplating. Whether or not we'll see it early or even often, I doubt it's going to become a staple, but certainly if you come up against a team that wants to try to, you know, run the ball down your throat, that's certainly a look that they're going to be able to go to.
Is there any position that you are worried about?
I think the position you have to be worried about, you know, just if you're being an honest broker, there's three of them. And I think and the problem is they're all on the offensive side, so you're really kind of hoping that, you know, Jaden and a little bit of good luck is going to save you here. But the O-line, you know, we haven't been able to see the real starting five really ever, right? Especially if you count Sam Cosmi, right? If you count Sam Cosmi with his door being open to potentially come back early in the season, we've never seen him. But even without Sam, the other starting five, if you want to call it that, we've seen very little of. So that's, you know, concerning from an outside perspective. The running back room, you know, this is a conversation I had when the Brian Robinson stuff first started. It's just watching at camp, like, it still looks like Brian has been, you know, kind of the best back for this team between the lines. Now, this business goes beyond the field, right? And there's certainly other aspects of whether or not a team decides to stay with a player and all that stuff that we can't get into. But, you know, so that being the fact, it kind of goes to your question, right? Who's the RB1? And, you know, some would say, well, if you don't have an RB1, you don't have any running backs at all. And some would say, you know, we go back to last year in the wide receiver two situation. And, you know, who's wide receiver two? Well, this week it's Olamide Zaccheaus. Next week it's Jamison Crowder. Who cares as long as we have one when we need him, right? So there's two sides to that conversation. And then the receiver room. I mean, you know, again, Luke hasn't flashed in competition. And so that could be problematic. Jalen is a rookie. So how much of it is a flash and how much of it is real? And Terry hadn't been on the field. So there's a lot of questions you can have there as well. So it's. I think there's certainly some things that need to get answered there. I think that's why you see a little bit of that frustration from Cliff last week that we saw when we talked to him. And you know, I know Jaden is being the leader and putting on a good face and everything like that. But there's got to be at least a little bit of a question in the back of everybody's mind if this offense is going to be able to get to where they need to and click against a very tough New York Giants defense in week one.
Anything Sam Hartman can do to at least make the practice squad, or his days numbered here?
I feel like he's probably going to end up on the practice squad. Like, you know, there's really, I'll put it this way, I don't think it hurts the team to put him on the practice squad, right? So you give him that opportunity. You know, he's real tight with Jaden. He's real good for that quarterback room. His IQ is something that people praise a lot. And, you know, when he's throwing on time, you can see that IQ really kind of shine. But, you know, he reminds me of Taylor Heinicke a lot, where he's got to not even sometimes anticipate the throw. He's almost got to predict the throw. And I think that's really hard in the National Football League when you don't have the arm strength to deliver the ball late or to deliver the ball exactly on time. You know, it kind of goes back to, you know, we all had those bosses that say, if you're not 15 minutes early, you're late. Well, that's kind of how Sam Hartman has to play quarterback, you know, and that's really, really difficult in the National Football League to do. I think there's still enough there that, you know, if the coaching staff believes in him, then there's value in bringing him back on the practice squad, you know, for at least one more year. So I don't know that his days are numbered per se, but I think the quarterback three conversation is certainly over and done with.
David, appreciate the time as always, my friend. Enjoy practice, and who knows, maybe we will actually see 17 out there, though I'm not optimistic.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That is David Harrison, host of the Locked On Commanders podcast, at DHarrison82, where you can find him on Twitter. Good enough to give us some time here on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day, sitting in for Kevin. Caroline Fenton coming up on the show at 11:35. We're going to talk some college football with Caroline. Really excited about that. We are getting so close to the season. We got week zero this weekend. My College Football Show comes back this weekend on SiriusXM, so get excited about that. We'll talk college football with Caroline coming up in about 20 minutes, but we'll take a few more of your calls on the Terry situation. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. How do you feel about where things currently stand? Do you think a deal is going to get done prior to the Giants game? 301-230-0980. It's Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.